From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iran's booming youth population has been an impetus for social and political change. People under the age of 30 make up 70% of the country's population, and they've twice helped elect pro-reform President Mohammad Khatami. But many young Iranians are growing frustrated with hardline clerics and their efforts to block reform, adding to their disenchantment concerns about growing economic problems. NPR's Kate Seeley visited Tehran and filed this report.
In the cafeteria of Mudarris University, some 150 students gather for an evening meal after a day-long protest. Student leader Saeed Razavi Faqih says they're protesting the detention of dozens of political prisoners in Iran. Until recently, Faqih was one of them. Police picked him up after large student demonstrations rocked Tehran in June. In total, 4,000 young people were detained. Many were beaten. Faqih was accused of helping organize the protests, which he denies. He says he was held in solitary confinement for 11 weeks. I was buried alive in a grave, he says. I had no legal rights. The demonstrations began over proposed tuition hikes, but broadened into general protests against the government. Student activists like Faqih say they want a free and democratic Iran, which respects human and individual rights. Faqih says hardline clerics who wield ultimate power in Iran cannot resist change forever. We have a new generation with an open outlook on the world, says Faqih. They're demanding a free society. But Iranian analysts say the violence of the crackdown on the students sent a chill across Iran. Many young people confess they're not willing to be beaten for the sake of reform. They say they feel increasingly disillusioned and hopeless about the future. 21-year-old Haider, who wouldn't give his last name, says this government can't be changed. President Khatami tried, but he's not really that different, says Haider. Young people don't really care anymore. A salesman, Haider wears his hair daringly long, down to his shoulders. He says he recently got 20 lashes for having a banned CD in his store. Many Iranian youth seem more interested in defying the religious authorities than in actively trying to oppose them. Underground rock bands are reportedly flourishing. Boys and girls hold hands in public. Women reveal lots of hair from under their skimpy headscarves. Feeding this defiance is Iran's information revolution. Millions of young Iranians have access to the internet and satellite television channels, exposing them to other cultures and ideas. Layla, an 18-year-old high school student, downloads American pop star Britney Spears off the internet. The more things are off limit, she says, the more curious we become, including about the United States. Many young people like Layla say they're eager for better ties with America, still labeled the Great Satan by Iran's hardliners. Some believe it might help their worsening economic situation. According to the government, the state needs to create almost 1 million new jobs a year to handle the young workforce. Officials acknowledge they'll be hard-pressed to create even half that amount. In a working-class neighborhood in South Tehran, long a bastion of support for the Islamic Revolution, a 20-year-old tailor's son curses the ruling clerics. Murtaza says he's had no work since leaving the army 9 months ago and fears he won't find any soon. I have many worries, he says. Mainly I worry I won't be able to make money to start a family. He says he would emigrate in a second if he got the chance. According to the International Monetary Fund, Iran has one of the highest rates of brain drain in the world. Tens of thousands of Iranians leave the country annually. Sociologists say young people who remain behind face growing rates of depression, drug use, and suicide. Iranian officials acknowledge the problems, but aides to President Khatami say important reforms have occurred and more are on the way. Kate Seeley, NPR News.